deformity. Dinner fork 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 deformity. The radius is the larger of the two bones of the fork. The end of the bone that is nearer to the wrist is called the distal end. A fracture of the distal radius occurs when the area of the radius near the wrist breaks. Although the distal radius usually fractures about 1 inch from the end of the bone, the break itself can occur in many different ways. With respect to an arm that is positioned such that the palm is facing forward, a Colles' fracture is a fracture of the distal radius, wherein the broken fragment of the radius is displaced and angled backwards. It is typically caused by a fall into an outstretched hand that is, at the time of impact, bent backwards. Although conditions such as osteoporosis increase the chance of such fractures happening, Colles' fractures can happen in anybody, as long as there is enough force during impact. Symptoms include pain, tenderness, bruising, and swelling. The wrist may also hang in an odd or bent way. If, along with the Colles' fracture, the wrist is also dislocated, the fracture is known as a Barton's fracture. In a Barton's fracture, tendons, nerves, and arteries are more likely to be affected. If you fall into an outstretched hand and notice that your wrist hangs out in an odd or bent way, or if you simply suspect a fracture of your distal radius, see your doctor. You may just save your life.
Dinner fork deformity.